I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Hey. It's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and it's just a dream away.
Wasn't fast enough to catch all of that.
So, did you get the part where I forgot the words?
No.
Good. We'll pretend that never happened then. Nobody knows anything about it. I was just telling Shannon the story. So, did we talk about that we were booking a trip to Disney World in our last podcast? We decided that night that we were going to,
yes.
That we were going to ask.
We did it that night.
No, because you had to ask Scott the next day. We booked it the next day.
No, we haven't.
Okay, you guys. So we decided to take Isla to Disney World because we are such good people. And when else is she going to get the opportunity?
And it's just credit card debt. So yeah. Why not? You only live once.
YOLO.
YOLO.
So, we're going, and I just told Shannon this story of when I worked there. My old roommate, Julie. What up, Julie? I don't think she listens, but we're still giving her a shout out.
Hey, Julie. Hey.
My old roommate, Julie, and I both really love Carousel of Progress. And so we went to the park with our friend Amanda, and we were like, this is the best ride in all of Disney World. How could you never have gone on it before? It's amazing. And then we like delightedly sang throughout the whole thing, and we're just like super happy. And Amanda just kept staring at us like,
you've all taken crazy pills.
Right. And also a little bit of fuck you. Like, like you're insane and also fuck you a little.
I mean, seriously, if the ride is called the Hall of Progress, the Carousel of Progress, or the Hall of Presidents.
Right.
You know, you're not in for a rock and roll good time. It's not Space Mountain.
Right.
Splash Mountain.
Seven Dwarves Mine Ride.
Thunder Mountain. Like Peter Pan's Wild Ride.
That's not what that was. It was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I was
which
on
is
that.
Still kind of shitty.
Is it still at Disneyland?
I've been on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride since I was like 14.
It closed in 1998. So that's why I was asking you if it was at Disneyland.
I probably went on it in 1996.
I went on it the last week it was open, and I had no idea that they were closing it. So I was on it.
Yeah. They do have Peter Pan in L.A., but not Mr. Toad.
No, so that's why.
God damn it, Siri!
How dare you? How dare you?
His interruption caused the app to freeze and stop.
So we lost everything.
No, we have the first 2 minutes.
I don't know what that covers.
Up until Siri started yelling at us.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I won't respond to that because I told Siri to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. I was there. I heard it.
Okay. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
Peter Pan. And I think I was saying, I don't understand why there's always a long-ass line at Peter Pan.
I can explain it to you. It has a very, very low operational hourly ride capacity. So, like, Kilimanjaro Safaris can get through, like, 3,000 people in an hour. Peter Pan can get through, like, 100 people in an hour. The reason Peter Pan's flight always has such a long line is because it can't get through very many people.
So why do you wait in line for it?
Because
it's not, like, a good ride.
It's cute.
I guess.
It's
not worth 45 minutes plus.
No, I agree with you. It's not. I mean, and same with the Frozen ride in Epcot.
Norway. Yeah.
Yeah, in Norway and Epcot. I went on it 3 years ago, and I was like, it was fine.
It was probably just the Norway ride with Anna and Elsa added to it, right?
Oh, no, they took out everything that had been on the Norway ride before.
That's a bummer.
They gutted the Norway ride. And it's just like all the songs from Frozen. And you just like go through the thing and they sing all the songs from the, and there's Anna and Elsa in like every scene singing songs.
Is there still like Drop?
I mean, the track is the same.
Okay, good.
The track is the same, so... But, I mean, the drop was little.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little...
A little boop.
Like how it is on Pirates.
That's a kind of a steep, bigger drop.
Pirates is... You're right. Pirates is steeper than...
Catherine loved.
I know. Bless her sweet face. So, yeah, that... But, like, I do not particularly care to go on it again. Like, the hour and a half wait, why? Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Every time we've gone the last few years, there's zero wait to go meet Anna and Elsa.
Yeah, we walked right through last year.
And Same thing with Scott, when Scott and I went.
Yeah, that's wild. I would think that the line to wait to meet them would be longer.
Yeah.
And it's cute. Their little like waiting area is adorable.
Yes, their house is adorable that you walk through.
The house is so cute.
Makes me want to decorate my house like theirs.
Mm. Like you're Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Disney World keeps on adding more blockout dates, which like when I worked there, it was like you couldn't let people in around Christmas and you couldn't let people in around Easter. But now it's like all the time. They just blocked our Epcot date, which I told you about, but I'm telling our fans about. So like, fuck you, Disney, and all of your cash grabs. You're not making enough money?
Right.
Jesus Christ, I don't believe that. Did you know that last year in 2018, I didn't know this at all. They started charging for you to park at the hotels. So if you drive,
what?
There's an overnight parking fee.
Get out of town.
I'm totally serious.
That means they had an analyst come in and they were like, you are losing millions of dollars by offering free parking when you could be charging each car $30 a night because that is the national average.
Yep.
In hotels in big cities.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. I mean, I'm sure of it. But, like, that's so rude. That's not like they're leasing. They own all of that. You know, like, I sort of kind of get it on places that are, like, still paying it off, still leasing it, leasing the building, leasing the space, right? Because, mm-hmm. like, not every hotel always owns.
Do you know I have to pay to park at U of M?
Yes, you have to pay to park at your job.
And that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. If you work there, you should get to park there.
Yes.
End of story.
Yep. Some people pay up to $200 a month, depending on how close they want to park to their job.
Yeah. No, those gold passes are something else.
Yeah. I have a yellow pass. Ooh. I am lucky enough to work in an off-site campus.
Right. She works in, like, the north part of campus. It's not the main part of campus.
Right. However, they keep threatening to up our parking to blue parking to align it with the rest of the parking across the medical school campus. And we keep fighting it and, like, writing letters. And we're like, bullshit. F you. We don't have anywhere else to park out here. If we want yellow or orange parking, that means we have to drive onto campus, park in orange parking, and take a bus back to our office.
Yeah, that's
when there's
wild.
Flat lots right there around our buildings because the university bought an old pharmaceutical company which has on-site parking for their employees. So why are we paying the same premium as on campus when there's nothing else out there by us?
Yeah, no, parking fees are ridiculous. So Disney just keeps on cash grabbing more and more and more. And so there's like blockout dates while we're there. So we have three different possible plans depending on what is blocked out. And because of that uncertainty, I made us dining reservations tonight while I was here.
Woohoo!
We are going, you guys, we're going to be possibly dining at 1900 Park Fair, which is at the Grand Floridian Resort. We're gonna meet characters, have a character breakfast.
For anyone who doesn't know about the Grand Floridian, that is Disney's most expensive resort.
Yep, it's their like signature resort.
Mm-hmm. Back in 1996, the most basic bitch room you could get was $350 a night.
Yes. Yep.
Who knows how much that is now?
That is $3 million in today's money.
It would legit be $1,000 in today's money.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I mean, that's easy. I mean, I'm curious right now to look it up, but I'm not going to.
It's probably around the same price. I don't know. I don't think inflation has hit the cheap rooms that much.
No, it has. In 1996, we stayed in the All Stars for under $100.
Yeah, it was like $69 a room, $89 a room.
We paid $89 when we stayed there.
Is it like $120 now?
$185.
What? $200 a night?
Because I was looking it up to see if getting that half off would be cheaper than, because Julie can get us, you know, if she's staying there, she can get us half off room rate. So I looked it up to see if that would be cheaper than the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And it was not.
We're staying with Kenny again. I know. Yay. That's really who exciting. Lisa and I stayed with. He's super nice. He's excited that we're coming. Told him I'm bringing a new student and my BFF, and we're so excited to stay with him again. So if we're lucky, he'll drive us on to the property if he's around when we go.
Yeah.
He's super nice.
Yeah.
I may have tipped them, like, because 3 years ago, their room was only $45 for both bedrooms.
Right.
So I might have left a fat 20, like, laying behind to thank them. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not charging enough for your room. Here's 20 more bucks.
Right.
So, plus you were really nice and showed us around town.
Yeah, that is nice of him.
So, Disney vacay. We're going to go to Haunted Halloween Nights, which I can never say correctly, at Universal Studios.
Halloween Horror Nights.
There you go.
Yeah, I posted on my friend Alex's page, because he was talking about going, and so I responded, do you guys get the frequent fear pass? If yes, you should come meet up with us when I'm in town. And then other people who knew me were like, yep, I'm coming too. So did I tell you this yet?
No.
So yeah, no, our Halloween Horror Night.
It's like a big party now?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, 06 Safaris meetup.
Yeah. That's funny. I told one friend we're coming down. I should probably tell my cousin I'm coming down. I should tell friends that I'm coming down. I never do, though, because I don't want to, like, complicate vacation plans even more. So, but Jason Herklotz might come down on that Monday and go to the Magic Kingdom with us.
I keep on seeing something out of the corner of my eye. There's, like, a UFO. I have a UFO in my eye.
Could be all the lights driving by.
Could be.
The door.
Not all the time. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a weirdness right now. Well, I am, like, reaching back out to people now that I no longer have a Javi.
Javi moved to Colorado, to Denver.
Yeah, so now that I no longer have a Javi, I am reaching back out to old friends, reconnecting.
Hey, hey, playas.
Is that a little rude? Maybe.
Nah.
But, I mean, I wasn't just like, will you get me free stuff?
Right.
I was like, do you want to hang out while I'm in town? And also, how would you feel about this?
And, by the way, how would you like to get me free stuff?
Right. But you don't lead with the free stuff. You offer the hangout first.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I actually am so pumped that I started listening to Disney planning podcasts. Like,
oh my god, you are out of control. Calm down.
I don't know, I just am in a mood about it.
She is legit. I'm telling everyone, you are legit more excited than Isla and I.
I don't know why I'm so excited about this trip.
I don't know either.
I just, like, I'm excited. I don't know, I'm just very pumped about it, because we went last year. I don't think I did any Disney parks around when we were there around New Year's the previous year. But then in 2016, you know, I went to the parks. Like, I've been a bunch of times in the last few years, and just something about this, like, maybe it was because it was something to look forward to. Maybe it was because, like, I've been having a rough time lately. I'm not sure, but something about this just has me, like, really pumped and excited. So
you're super cute about it.
Thank you. I might be a little out of control. It's okay, though. Like, there's nothing wrong with planning.
You haven't ordered us all matching t-shirts yet, have you?
No matching shirts, no matching hats, but I did make plans.
No custom Mickey Mouse ears coming in from Etsy?
No, but I did make a plan for fast passes. Are you ready? We're going to go to guest services, because you have to book your fast passes in advance. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you don't tend to get very good ones. And since there's blockout dates around when we're there, I'm like, oh no, it's going to be busier than I had anticipated. So we might not get any good fast passes. So I'm going to go up to guest services, like, be like, this is Isla's only chance. I'm just wondering if you just have any extra magic to spare so we can make her trip real special.
And they will, because the Magic Kingdom bends over backwards to kiss your ass.
Right, but like, even though I'm getting, I'll be like, I understand because of it being a cast member ticket, and I'll get it if you have to say no because it's against the rules, but I was just, you know, figuring I'd ask. I made a puppy dog
make
face.
That bottom lip quiver, single tear roll out.
I just wanted to do something special and nice for this young girl from Germany. So that's my plan.
All right. They are quite helpful and quite empowered to do whatever they need to do to help you.
Yeah.
Even the people that sweep the street.
Yeah.
Like, if they're like, are you okay, ma'am? How can I help you? They will get it done. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. And we were in LA. That was not the case.
Yeah.
The level of ass kissing is non-existent. The level of ass kissing in the Magic Kingdom is through the roof. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Right. That my ass should be kissed. So, yeah, I decided that that's what we're going to do to try to get some of those better fast passes.
Yeah. She needs her first time button, too, mm-hmm. which I think the kiosks do when you walk through.
You used to have to get them at guest services. I actually don't know where they come from now.
In L.A., they did them, like, we walked in and there was a little, like, the first store kiosk you walked to. We got Tina some ears, and Catherine wanted something, too. And I said, hey, do you know where we can get the first time buttons? And the guy went right here with me. And I was like, oh, wonderful. So I had read online you needed to go to Main Street, and I assumed it was the guest services room.
Yeah,
that's what it
was back in my day. Yeah. But, I mean, things have changed a lot
since
then. Yeah,
they might have just, like, empowered others in the Main Street area to do that, which makes sense.
When it was
spread the wealth.
So this is totally breaking the rules, but my bosses let me do it. When I was on my college program, I was there over my birthday, and I got a birthday pin, and I wore it at work all day. So, like, super not supposed to do that. Like, that's breaking the rules.
Ah.
You're not like, cast members do not get to wear birthday pins. But I wore my birthday pin, and I wore it all day, and I had a great time.
Probably because it was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was some random day of the week. It was something very random. How far back does this go? Does this go far back?
It will go all the way back if you want it to.
Okay, great.
You can also just do a search.
Oh, my God.
Was it Tuesday?
It was Tuesday. In 2002, my birthday was on a Tuesday. How'd you do that? You're such a goddamn genius.
I'm a genius. Goddamn genius.
In my head, the reason I decided I needed to check that was because I was like, it does sort of feel like it might have been on a Tuesday. That feels right. Why does that feel like that?
Like random middle of the week day. No one's ever comes on a Tuesday.
So, yeah, my bosses just didn't give me crap about it. They were real. They let me wear my birthday pin all day.
Nice. That's awesome.
It was nice. It was nice. I had good bosses then. That was back when the rules now are that cast members have to be with the person, right? My manager, for unknown reasons, I said my family was coming to the park and could I start late that day? She was like, yeah, and I'll let them in. She like used her main gate pass and let my dad and brother in.
What?
Yep. And then we went to ride on Tower of Terror. And when we got off the ride, my friend Jeremy was there, and he was so bored at work. He had his flashlight, and he was shining it in his face. So I, like, jumped up on him and hugged him, and he was like, what? And he took us on the back way and let
us. Cast member assault!
He took us the back way and let us back on the ride again.
Ooh!
My dad still talks about that.
Like, that's fancy.
How cool that was. Yeah, Jeremy was great. I met him. So, like, when I did my college program, it was 2002, which, if you know things, that was a year after 2001. What happened in 2001, Shannon? a terrorist attack.
September 11th?
It did. It did happen in 2001. And it made people not want to travel very much after that. So 2002 was just like
a slow year for Disney.
Slow year for Disney, especially in that fall. So I sometimes would get like put at other locations that were not my location. And one of those things that I would get put at was doing the Fantasmic Night Show, where I just would have to like vent cotton candy or popcorn or something. And so there are two, there's also people there though who work in attractions who are seating people. So Jeremy is there. He normally works at Tower of Terror. He's seating people. I'm there. I normally work across the park at a different restaurant and I'm, you know, vending popcorn or whatever. And he, and I just like really hit it off and had a great time. And I was like, I proposed to him the first night we met and he goes, you know, I'm gay. And I was like, yeah. And he goes,
why can't I be your beard?
Right. He goes, great. We're going to have so much sex, but not with each other. So that was my Jeremy. And he was my pal.
Good. Peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots. Yep. It was a good time. It was, you know, delightful adventures. So I've been listening to these, like, Disney vacation planning podcasts. I wanted more information about Galaxy's Edge, you know, like that type, all the new restaurants that have come out since I left, because I just haven't been keeping up. Every time I've gone, I've just done the things that I like to do. Like, I actually haven't been keeping up with any of the, like, updates to the parks or anything, or hotels.
The fact that to get Dole Whip is a ride line.
Right? I know.
If you're in L.A., there was a ride line coming out of the food court but in front of the Tiki House. And Scott's like, is that the line for the Tiki Room? I was like, no. I'm going to guess that's the line for Dole Whip. Sure as shit. It was the line for Dole Whip.
Yep. One of the podcasts was doing overrated and underrated Disney things, and they said Dole Whip was overrated.
Oh, you go fuck yourself. We should make some Dole Whip before we leave on another podcast, because I have the fixins to make it.
Yeah, so do I. I got a soft serve machine for Christmas last year.
I have a Ninja and frozen pineapple and almond milk.
No, mine is, I actually have the Dole.
I know.
Mix. I have the mix. I don't make it very much. I should make Dole Whip at my house. It's a good time. So yeah, we should try that. We should do that. So,
podcast, Disney planning.
Right. So this guy is a runner and he does all the like run Disney races and was talking about all of them. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get in good enough shape that I can run a 10K and I'm going to run a 10K at Disney World.
Nice. That's 6 miles, right?
Yes. Yep.
You can do that. Madonna does that every morning.
Right.
She runs like 9 miles.
Yeah, I know. If Madonna can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, she's like 70.
I'm really out of shape though. But I'm giving myself like a year to get there. My dad made this like snotty comment about like you struggled with the 5K when you ran the 5K. And here's what happened with that. Like I learned a valuable lesson with that. That's what that was. I did couch to 5K only with timing. And they were like, it doesn't matter how fast you run. And here is the thing. Here's what you need to do. So I was only ever running a half hour. And I wasn't running 5 kilometers in that half hour. Mm-hmm. I was running at my very slow pace because they said the pace doesn't matter. So I finished couch to 5K, but I could not run a 5K yet. And I was like, I finished the program. Therefore, my race should be fine. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't. I wasn't ready. So I learned a valuable lesson about that. Now I know that I need to do more work than that. So I decided that's going to happen. And then the other thing I found out listening to all of these like Disney things is that there are Disney candles that people make to smell like lobbies and attractions and
what?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
No, I was delighted. I was like, fuck yes, I hope they have Mexico Pavilion and Boardwalk Lobby. Like, those two smells, I love.
Boardwalk Lobby.
I love Boardwalk Lobby. And I also love Mexico Pavilion.
I want my living room to smell like Space Mountain. Cool, crisp, and fresh.
That's how Mexico Pavilion smells to me. Cool, crisp, and fresh.
It's more like cool, stale.
What, the Mexico Pavilion?
And windy. No, Space Mountain.
Oh. So I was so pumped, and they don't have either of those fragrances. They don't have Boardwalk.
Cool and stale with a touch of motor oil.
How dare you? The whole point of all of this is that I was disappointed because the two fragrances, I was like, yes, fuck yes, I want these. They didn't have.
So what did they have? It's a Small World?
No, but they have Pirates of the Caribbean.
Does it smell like gunpowder and water?
It's, well, so like the waters there are treated with bromine instead of chlorine. So they have that, like, the bromine smell. And it turns out, so this is really fascinating. It turns out that there is a company, and somebody online said what it was. There is a company that creates the fragrances that Disney pumps out into places. Like, they deliberately make things smell like stuff, and there is a company.
I knew it! They've been drugging us with their air this entire time.
They have. They have. So there's Polynesian Lobby. There's Beach Club and Yacht Club Lobby. There's Fort Wilderness Lobby. Not Fort Wilderness. What's the other thing called? The Wilderness Lodge. So there's lots of, like, you know, things. And then there's the confectionery. So, like, the one that smells like the bakery on Main Street, USA. Mm-hmm. And there's one called Mouse Waffles. Mm-mm. And there's one that smells like Soarin'. Mm-hmm. And there's one that's called
Dole Whip.
It's called Pineapple Whip. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So they have all the fragrances. So these people like worked on for a long time to, like,
killing me.
Mimic killing the fragrances. Me. Whatever, I want Mexico Pavilion, goddammit. I love that smell. It smells good.
There is an author, and I can't remember his name, but he is writing the I Am series. And he's on his 18th and 19th book. So he just produced I Am Marie Curie and I Am Walt Disney. And he started writing them to be inspirational stories for his kids, that these average people, no matter what life threw at them, achieved great things. I don't think he's going to talk about Walt's desire to drug us into spending more money in his book.
Probably not.
Or that he's a Nazi sympathizer, but that's beside the point. We should talk about dinner tonight before you get to our beautiful, beautiful Jonathan Van Ness.
I know. I wanted to pull up the photo for you to see. Okay. Yeah, tell us about dinner. You made it, and it was delicious.
It was called brie spaghetti. But what I did is I cooked a wheel of brie.
Yeah.
And we cooked some fettuccine noodles and tossed them in.
You forgot that you put rosemary on the brie. You didn't say that part, and that's important.
Well, I will. We put Italian seasoning mix.
It was very rosemary strong flavored.
Onto the brie. Mixed it up in the brie, tossed the noodles in it too, so maybe that was why it was extra. And then you take a handful of noodles and you dip it in the brie and you swirl it around and you throw it on a plate.
It was good.
It was delicious.
It was really good. Yeah. I got us baguette went real well with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, carbs on carbs.
Yep, all the carbs. Put all the carbs in our mouth. And then we had a molten lava cake for dessert.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yep, very rich.
Yes. That's why I only got us one.
We split one.
We didn't need two. It was too rich. Like,
tiny two.
Yeah. Look at us. That's us being healthy, I think.
Hell yeah. I have been trying to eat half of what I normally eat.
Good. I mean, if that's what you want to do. Somebody asked me when I was due over the weekend. And she was a sweet old lady, and she was so happy for me that I just, like, pretended that I was, because it really made her day. And I was like, well, I feel terrible no matter what happens, so I might as well not ruin her day, too.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, you didn't say in your ranty Facebook post it was a sweet old lady, so I assumed it was someone that should have known better, as well as everyone else in the feed.
Yeah. I felt shame about, like, going along with it, which is why I didn't, like, share everything.
Right.
So, yeah, that didn't feel great. Although my friend Danielle, whose flat stomach I envy, was like, people have asked me when I'm due before, too. And she was like, do you think I look pregnant? And I was like, no. And she goes, I can see why, how, if you're plus size, like, it's worse because people are like, why are you taking up so much space? Mm-hmm. Like, they already don't want you to be taking up space. But, like, we are women of childbearing age, and that is what society assumes we are doing and should be doing.
Yeah.
Therefore, if they have any suspicion that we might be pregnant, we probably are, because that's our job in society.
Correct.
Especially to this sweet old lady. That is the world she grew up in.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you're super slender, you have a bad day of bloating.
Yeah.
Or you literally ate too big of a burrito, that shit's popping right out.
The first time somebody ever asked me when I was due, I weighed 140 pounds.
And you're like, my baby burrito is due to be shat out in about 6 hours.
I went along with it that time too, but that was just out of shock. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I'd never considered having to deal with that. But that was just PMS. I was PMSing. I felt bloated as fuck. I was like, why do none of my pants fit? Mm-hmm. This is terrible.
Catherine all the time's like, look at my food, baby mommy.
She sticks her tummy out.
Yeah, well, if she eats too much,
yeah,
she'll be full and she'll be like, look at my food, baby mommy.
I love it. That's
like
funny.
Tina did that a lot last year, so.
Yeah.
Oh, so dinner was delicious.
Dinner was so delicious.
Disney plans going on.
I know. I'm real excited about it. I don't know. I just feel like things have been rough lately. Like, getting back into the swing of things was rough. I had one family say that they don't want to work with me anymore because of
your LSD problem?
No, but we'll talk about that. Can I answer my mom? Can we pause?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I needed to talk to my mommy, you guys.
Yeah, I have no clue where we were.
But it's okay because you brought up the ridiculous thing. So let's talk about the ridiculous thing, which was that I had a student accuse me of working high with them and also doing acid.
Because you can tutor on acid. LSD, PCP.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I've never, ever, ever gone to work high, ever. That's just an utterly ludicrous statement. So now that's out there in the world. Somebody's saying that about me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should just, like, make up a little document, send it out to all your clients. Be like, new year, new expectations. We're going to get everyone on the same page. Please review the attached and sign and return to me at your next session for $5 off.
Yeah.
You know, and lay out what I expect from guardians, what I expect from student, what you can expect from me.
Yeah, no.
It's actually a pretty standard agreement when it comes to, like, mentoring and working with students and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't considered it before you brought it up, but I think you're right that it's a good idea. Because I also agree with you that, like, I think that there's not really anything to be gained by trying to, like, say anything about the rumor. The only thing that could possibly be gained is people finding out about it who didn't previously know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't even address it. Just put it out into the universe that you are the professional tutor that you are.
Yeah.
And it's still early enough in the fall to kind of do this.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
I agree.
I even help you write it if you want.
I do want that because you're good at that stuff.
I am really good at that stuff.
I want your help with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I pulled up the Jonathan Van Ness Tan France picture that I was talking about
earlier.
Oh,
so cute.
Look,
Tan France looks like Jonathan Van Ness's Indian butler.
But he is fluffing.
Or Pakistani butler.
He's fluffing out his bow.
Right. And his dress.
Oh, so sweet.
And Jonathan's boyfriend is off in the distance admiring the whole process, which isn't his boyfriend at all. I'm just saying.
Anthony. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So that was just the cutest thing in the world to me.
I love it.
Like, what a joyful thing. Mm-hmm. Like, so wholesome. Yeah. So pure.
What a joy. What a delight.
What a dream.
Speaking of, our dreams have been dashed for Friday.
I know. I'm actually kind of upset about it. I mean, I'm not now that I understand why, but I also kind of am. So, you guys, I'm going to tell kind of the long story. Over a year ago, my friend was like, hey, Maggie, I'm getting married in late September. And I was like, great. Like, will you be there? And I'm like, yes, you've given me over a year's notice. I will be there.
Late September is like, you know, last weekend.
That's maybe what I assumed in my brain. I assumed, like, you know, there's 4 weekends in September, and I assumed the last one.
Or last two, even.
Well, this is the second to last one. Yeah, but I feel like
this is still more like mid.
So do I.
September.
Yeah, if she'd said mid-September.
Early September would be the first week. Mid-September might be the middle 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And late September is the last week.
I mean, it really does depend on what dates they fall on. Yeah. But like in my head, September 20th is not late September. So when these tickets for Nicole Byer came out, I bought them because I wanted to go. And then I got my friend's wedding invite, and it was that same weekend. So I booked the flight to her wedding, where I'm flying out at 5:00 in the morning on Saturday to be at that wedding at whatever o'clock that afternoon in Boston. It's not even in Boston. I have to rent a car and drive 2 miles south of Boston because there's no closer airport than that. Like, this is all insanity, right?
2 hours south of Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you said 2 miles.
Oh, sorry. I apologize, friends. 2 hours. So, Shannon and I get this thing today. Well, I mean, I did because I'm the one who bought the tickets. But we get this notification today that, unfortunately, our thing has been moved.
Nicole Byer has canceled her Detroit show for Friday.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Now I'm doing this insane flight because I got the wedding invite after I purchased the tickets to Nicole Byer. And it was the 21st. And I kept screwing that up. I told my friend that I couldn't go out with her on the 27th because I'd be out of town that week. And I tried to book my fucking rental car for that next weekend. Like, she was getting married in the 27th in my head. Uh-huh. Like, I could not get that out of my brain. Late September. So it must be that last weekend.
Right.
Like, I almost screwed it up multiple times. So we're not going to see Nicole Byer. I'm doing this ridiculous weekend for no goddamn reason now. And then it turns out it's because she was nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, well, I get why you...
For her nailed it? Or for...
Now I want to look it up.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. You hold phone. I will look up out of curiosity.
Well, now you can spend the night at a hotel in Detroit and not have to drive from Dexter at 3 a.m.
I could do that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't have a ton of money right now, so.
Yeah. On another note, at the end of September.
The actual end of September?
The actual end of September, the weekend of the Michigan-Rutgers game, Ben's coming to town.
Aww.
So we're going to go to the Michigan game. So if you want to come tailgate with us or something, we'll be there. And I got us killer seats, which I can show you a picture of because I got Scott and Chris the same seats last week for the Army game. So, and then Sunday we're going to go to the DIA to see his boyfriend Van Gogh because in addition to the Impressionist wing they have a traveling Impressionist display in town for a few months. So
that kind of sealed the deal for Ben to come get some more Van Gogh in his life. Mm-hmm. Or Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Van Gogh.
What did Nicole get nominated for?
Yeah, it was for... It's for Nailed It. And it's not even... I mean, it's not a Nicole Byer Emmy. It's a Nailed It Emmy, but she would have to be there for that. She's the host.
Yes. She was shocked.
Yes. She said, "We were nominated?" Byer says, "Everyone was surprised." So, yeah, people didn't expect that, I guess.
It is a fun little show.
It is. I love it.
It's kind of predictable, but it's fun.
They don't give the people enough time to complete it on purpose.
All right.
There's no way I could complete a cake like that in 4 hours.
Yeah.
No way.
I do love the Great British Baking Show.
I do too. It's nice.
And they actually, it's like relaxing. It's like watching Bob Ross paint, except you're watching people bake. It's nice.
That is nice.
They let you practice.
Yeah.
They can practice their signature dish and their showstopper, and they get a whole week to practice it before they compete. So they come in on a Saturday, I'm assuming, and cook on Saturday and Sunday, and then go home for the week to practice the next competition, and they come back the next weekend. They also make them wear the same outfit for the 2 days that they're there, which I think is weird.
That is weird.
But whatever.
All right. I have a Maggie rant.
It's time for Maggie rants. It's time for Maggie rants.
All right. Outlet malls are no longer outlet malls. Like, they're just regular malls.
That sell subpar shit.
Yeah. I went out to the outlet mall. So this all happened for a couple of reasons. One, I was like, okay, I'm really tired of stealing my mom's backpack. And in the next month or in the next 6 weeks, I'm going on 2 trips on Spirit where I have to have a backpack. So I'm going to go to the outlet mall and I'm going to find a high quality, cheaper backpack. Because it'll be the outlet mall. And then I also, last year when we went, my like little comfy shoes, the bottom part of them like slid and I ended up with blisters. And I was like, you know what? I'm also going to go to the Skechers store and get new shoes. And I did some pre-shopping. I did some pre-shopping online, right? Like DSW and like looking at specific
brands.
You did
your research.
I did my research, so I was knowing what to expect. Everything at the outlet mall was more expensive than stuff that I found online, including exact shoes. Like exact shoes at the Skechers store that I saw for $40 online were $55 in the store at the supposed outlet store.
Cheaper, discounted shit.
Right. Last season, weird patterns. That's what you're supposed to get at the outlet mall. Discounted.
Yes.
Not a fucking discounted. Like, everything was full price. And I had looked and I saw a Samsonite backpack online on sale for like $40. All of the Samsonite backpacks were over $100 and none of them were on sale. And the Eddie Bauer ones were like $80 but 40% off. And I was like, yeah, that's still a lot of money. I ended up getting a $30 JanSport.
Nice.
They're classic.
Oh, you know what? I had a backpack you could have borrowed.
Yeah.
I think I have a JanSport I bought at Borders for half off. It was $15.
Yeah. Well, the full price JanSports are all $40 now. So this one was on sale for $30, which is still not what I expect from an outlet mall.
You expect $10.
Right. Yeah. Or like if it's in good quality and not... like, you know, whatever, half off. There was a really ugly half off one. It was like a peach color that was hideous. And I was like, should I get the hideous peach just because I feel like I deserve a $20 backpack? But I didn't. I got the one that I liked on sale for $30. But like, that's just normal mall sales.
Yep.
So I was just so frustrated by all of that. Like, what happened to the outlet?
I don't know,
why
man.
Aren't you an outlet anymore?
We hit up Birch Run on the way back from Frankenmuth a few weeks ago, same thing.
You noticed that?
Did some, I dropped $150 at the Gap, and I got home, I was like, what the fuck did I buy?
Good.
Wasn't that much. Catherine, I made Catherine spend her own money on her shoes from Skechers, and her bill was $80 for two pairs of toddler shoes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Right? That's wild.
And Scott ended up at the New Balance store. It was buy one, get one free.
So yeah.
That worked out.
Yeah. Right.
And I got a ridiculous pair of highlighter orange tennis shoes, which I should totally wear to Disney.
Yeah, you should.
And be an obnoxious tourist.
Do you like
my highlighter shoes?
Do you like my little Skechers?
I do.
Aren't they cute?
I like them.
So I'm pretty pumped about them. But they were some of the cheapest shoes in the store. And it wasn't on purpose. This is totally my style.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I picked these
little
out.
Little Mary Jane Skechers.
Yeah, little Mary Jane Skechers. That's so Maggie. They're like a cross between fancy shoes and sneakers.
Comfort.
Yeah. And they've got the little memory foam.
Comfort and function and style.
Yes. So the lady in the store is being like, it's buy one, get one half off. It's buy one, get one half off. But, like, these were already some of the cheapest shoes in the store.
Right.
And so I'm, like, going through, and the other stuff I like is all way more expensive, like $50 and $60.
Yeah, that's why I didn't end up with anything from the Skechers store.
Well, so I turn the corner, and there's little girl shoes.
Oh, they're so cute! Do they light up? They're just sparkly.
They're just sparkly. Nice. So I got my little Zelda Bean, my little niece. I got her pink sparkle Skechers.
Nice.
So I got those for half off. But those were $30 shoes for yep. a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
But I got them for $15, which does seem like a good deal.
Very nice.
So that was what I did for my buy one, get one half off. And my mom took them down to her, and she apparently wanted to put them on immediately.
Like you do.
Immediately.
Immediately.
So bless her sweet face. So that, I mean, that did end up working out, but I still felt frustrated by all of it. I went into the Crocs store because, again, I was looking for, like, the world's most comfortable shoes, right? What's the most comfortable shoes that I can wear to Disney World? And, like, these Crocs are like, she's trying to sell me $60 plastic shoes.
I'm shaking my head. Shan's
shaking her head. Shaking my head. So, anyway.
I mean, I have $60 plastic shoes, but they're not Crocs. They're legit with arch support.
I mean, they weren't the old-fashioned Croc mules with the holes in them. They were like
fancy
slide-on shoes.
Yeah.
Do we need to stop recording? You cannot stop yawning.
Oh, my God, no. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
We're almost done anyway.
I know. So I do have good news.
What's that?
I was a Gish ad.
You were. That was so exciting.
I know. I had a friend see it and tagged me, like, in the thing. And then if you, like, clicked on it and went to the comments, everyone was like, I judged this one and I put it in my top five. Or people being like, oh, I know exactly which one that is. Like, I couldn't figure out what we were going to do for it, so we just didn't do it. And, wow, that was everybody was complimenting it.
So what was your Gish?
What was the prompt?
Yeah, what was the prompt?
Trip the Light Fantastic.
Trip the Light Fantastic.
Literally.
Nice. Yeah.
Trip the Light Fantastic, literally.
Yes, literally.
Because the phrase means dance. Trip the Light Fantastic means uh-huh. dance. So this was Trip the Light Fantastic, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend's husband has this whole, like, Snidely Whiplash thing going on where he has a string.
Top hat.
Yep. Yep. He has a top hat and a fake mustache.
And a cape.
And a cape. And he has.
Like, he's going to tie you to a railroad track.
Somebody did say that.
Yeah.
That after I tripped, I was going to get tied to the railroad track. But, you know. That was, I mean, my friend Danielle came up with the whole plan for this.
Mm-hmm.
She got out all of her Christmas lights and she strung me in the lights. I'm wearing gold lame
mm-hmm.
and a black tank top and silver booty shorts and am just covered in Christmas lights.
Yes.
So that was.
You look like a gold lame present. That's what you look like.
I also have a sparkle, like a light up wand, a glow stick wand, and glow bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it's
You're
like.
All decked out.
Yeah, all decked out and glow stuff. I'm
and
light.
Gish chose it for their ad.
Yes. So the little.
Registration ends today.
Yes.
What was their saying? It was something about, it was related to the photo.
Yeah, it said something about join us doing dastardly deeds
dastardly deeds.
Yeah, yes. that's they said something about that.
That's exciting.
It was really exciting. Yeah. It was exciting.
Maybe you'll end up in the book.
I sort of suspect not. Hmm. I sort of suspect that
the ad was a runner up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, what I...
Oh, this got a lot of votes, but not quite enough. So let's make it into an ad.
Or this one got a ton of votes, but is not high quality enough to be blown up in the book. Yeah. So let's just make it an advertisement. Mm-hmm. So that I was wondering if that was the issue, yeah. that it's not... Like, the quality of the photo is not good enough to go into the book.
Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
So that was a really exciting thing. I'm special and amazing.
Is that your internet... meme of the week as well?
No, I have a thing of the week.
I do like the one Javi sent us both.
Which? Oh, about...
You're not you.
Yeah.
Eat a Snickers. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Right. That one was funny. But that one's more describing. And this one is reading, so I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
All right. It says, do girls actually enjoy being fingered, or is that a myth? So, like, one... This real quick, this is Maggie saying this. If you're a man or if you're a woman and you think that people in general don't like something sexual, it's because you're bad at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, everybody hates this. If everybody hates it, it's because they hate
you.
But so the response this person said was, depends if you know the difference between summoning a genie and stuffing a chicken. Do you know the difference between summoning a genie and stuffing a chicken?
No, thank you.
So I thought that was very funny.
That is funny.
That made me laugh this week. This one is also delightful, so you can imagine it. It says, any four pics of Alan Rickman together looks like an amazing 80s new wave band that you wish existed.
It does. Oh, my God. What's that first picture? Is that from Robin Hood?
I think so,
Robin Hood, Sheriff of Nottingham, and then a really young Alan Rickman.
I don't either.
And then Severus Snape.
Yeah.
And... what's his face?
From
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Has like the Christmas movie.
The Christmas movie? The Christmas terrorist movie.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Yeah. So those are... He is so...
Luger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. That is definitely what his name was. All right, so yeah.
He looks so young. Little baby Alan Rickman.
So yeah. Oh. Any four pics of Alan Rickman together looks like an amazing 80s new wave band.
It does. That's true.
So guys, make a collage of your Alan Rickmans and send them to us. Send us your new wave band.
Or Tim Curry.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, I bet that would
Tim
be a good
Curry
one.
Tim Curry or Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Please send us your photos. You can post them on our That More Thing page.
On Facebook.
Or you can tweet them to us at Shannon's Party.
Or at Brain of Maggie. But not or. Both. You got to tweet it to both of us.
Both.
We both need it.
Hashtag I love Alan Rickman.
Hashtag.
I love Jim. No. Tim.
Curry. Hashtag new wave bands.
Yes.
I wish existed.
Yes.
Is that it for today?
I think so.
Do we have anything else?
Yeah, no.
Okay. How are we on time? Is it that time?
It's about that time.
It's a little short, but not...
Yeah, no.
Not terrible.
We'll say what I wanted to talk about for next time.
We could talk about it still if you really wanted to.
Nah.
Okay.
It'll be a Shannon rant next time.
It's time for Shannon rants.
It's not timely, so...
That's true. It can be discussed at any moment.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah. Right.
That was proposed.
Exactly.
So, all right, everyone. I think this is 210. Episode 2 of season 8. Hey!
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like our new cover art?
I love our new cover.
Isn't it so cute?
I love our new cover art.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Thanks for all your submissions. Not.
Jerks.
Did it myself. Thank you very much. So cute. It's Maggie and my faces. In a heart locket.
It's so cute.
So cute.
It's so cute.
I love it.
All right, guys. Find us everywhere on all of the social media places at That More Thing. And we just gave our Twitter handles out. So if you don't know what they are, like, you're fired.
At Shannon's Party.
At Brain of Maggie. And this has been episode...
210.
I was just double checking that it was. Episode 210 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.